Radio.
Because it's Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
Okay. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man. This is Big Man. Joining me, as always, is my brother Cooper. Cooper, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing it, man. I'm doing it. You ready for this? We got some sports talk for y'all.
Yeah, that's right. We are going to hit you up with some sports talk. I know usually at the beginning of the week, we usually do wrestling talk, football talk, and then sports talk. But unfortunately, we've been having to keep pushing sports talk off every freaking week. So we just went, you know what? We're going to start with it this week and go back to our normal scheduling. Next round.
Well, to be honest, you know, my grandfather passed away last week.
Yes.
And things have been just kind of crazy ever since. So,
absolutely.
You know, it is what it is, but we're back with it.
Yes, sir. We are back. So let's get into it, shall we?
Let's do it, brother.
Okay, so we got a lot to cut it, chip on. All right, so the MLB season is officially over. We are into the playoffs, but we need to cover some fun stuff that happened at the end of the year. First up, the chase for 61 had been a thrilling advantage for Aaron Rodgers. Wrong sport, Aaron Judge. Right first name, wrong last name.
Yeah.
And the Yankee fans. Judge came into the season betting on himself as he looked for a monstrous new contract, but was only given a one-year prove-it deal. And he has even proven his worth as much as ever. As he was sitting on 61 with a few games left in the season, but he did manage to break the AL record of 61 to make it 62 in the regular season for home runs. So, congratulations, Aaron Judge, who bet on himself and looks to get a big payday this upcoming offseason.
He's roiding. Sorry, I'm not much of a Yankees fan, so for me, this is like, oh, this sucks. But I mean, it is what it is. Records are meant to be broken, so yep. Congratulations.
Yeah, so the AL record is broken. Of course, the NL record is still held by Barry Bonds. Depending on how much of a baseball puritist you are, you might be thinking, well, I still view Roger Maris' record as the 61, as the original record and still the record. Therefore, as long as we don't find out later that Aaron Judge is roiding, he is now technically your AL champion. Major League home run record for a single season.
Yep.
But as it actually stands, he is the AL. I find it odd, though, that the Major League Baseball technically has two leagues within a league, and they kind of run it that way. It's still weird to me.
Yeah, it is strange.
It's like two leagues under a league. It's like, what are we doing? Then again, of course, they got rid of the DH or Universal Rule, which, you know, all I hate. So, yeah. So they're basically the same thing now, so I don't know why we've got to separate it. A lot of MVP talk. Of course, he hasn't been announced yet, but a lot of people think that actually gave Aaron Judge the MVP this year. Of course, defending MVP or reigning MVP is Shohei Ohtani from last year, who had another fantastic season. I believe he had 19 wins. Let's see. Hey, Logan. 19 wins. I think he had like 34 some odd home runs or something like that. So he had a really great year to back up his last year, which was a great year.
Yeah.
So, in your mind, Cooper, did Judge do enough to surpass Ohtani, or did Ohtani do enough to retain?
I don't know, man. It's kind of a toss-up here. You've got record versus just an all-around athlete, man. So,
yeah.
I mean, Ohtani he's crazy, dude. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, Shohei, I think Shohei has one up a little bit because he can do it all. So.
Yeah, true. I think, honestly, it's probably going to be the vote is going probably to Judge. I personally would rather see Shohei win back-to-back because, granted, he's doing a lot more in my mind. He's pitching and batting.
Yeah.
Granted, Judge is not just a DH. He does field. So he's not just doing, a DH level. So you're like, oh, he's just sitting there smacking home runs. So I can kind of see, if he had a good defensive year, I can kind of give you a little bit leeway that way. But still, to me, having to pitch almost 30 games and being able to be an effective hitter, mm-hmm. and course, that's still pretty hard, so.
Definitely is.
We're doing good, Logan. Hope you're doing well. So.
Yeah, thank you for catching live. We appreciate it.
Yes, sir. All right, so we're going to talk about Albert Pujols. That's right. This was the final year for Albert Pujols. This offseason, Pujols returned to where his legendary career started in St. Louis with the Cardinals organization. In his swan song, Pujols began to inch ever closer to becoming the fourth major league player in history to have 700-plus home runs for his career. In the first half of the season, it seemed to be a slow start for Pujols, and maybe that 700 possibly would remain out of reach. However, a second-half resurgence that appears as though Pujols turned back the clock on his career, as Pujols went on a tear and would go and surpass 700 home runs for his career, and he did it against the Dodgers in Dodger Stadium. I feel like we kind of fed him those two home runs, though. Yeah. Felt a little fed. I'm like, come on. Did you guys really just kind of feed it to him? Really?
Give it to him. Come on, man. Come on.
As the pitchers were not trying to give up 62 to Judge, everyone's just like, you know what? Just give Pujols homers. Who cares? But he ended up, like I said, reaching the milestone in a blowout against me. That kicked the crap out of us that game. It was like 11 to nothing. So it was unfortunate for us. But, you know, we still had the best record in the entire league, so that helped us. And there goes the dogs. We may wonder, though, with DH in effect, though, for both leagues, if Pujols should return for at least one more year. He did say after the regular season ended and emphasized again after the elimination of the Cardinals by the Phillies. This was his, indeed, last year. He said he could play at least a couple more years, but he just doesn't feel like doing it.
Yeah.
So, how do you feel about Pujols and his career milestone?
Career milestone. At least the man's finally retiring, bro. Like, I was thinking, like, when you told me the other day, I was like, he's still playing? I was like, what? So, I mean, it's cool, but it's like, dude, give your body a rest, brother.
Yeah. Yeah, I was surprised, because like I said, you know, DH, you can just do that, and just kind of see if you can catch Barry. I mean, it's going to be hard. I mean, he'd have to hit, you know, probably 30 the next 2 years to do it, but to honestly have a real chance at getting him. But, and he only hit, I think, like 24 this year. So, I mean, it was a possibility, but if he doesn't feel it, if you don't feel it, don't do it. Don't force yourself into something that you don't feel like doing, so.
Yeah.
He's supposed to rejoin the Angels organization. The dogs are throwing me off. That's what's killing me. Because he won't shut up out there. Winston!
Stop it.
Anyways.
Sorry, guys.
Damn dog. Anyways, he's returning to the Angels organization because he actually has a 10-year contract with them, where he's kind of an advocate, basically, of the organization. He'll show up to events and stuff representing the Angels and all that. So,
yeah.
That'd be kind of cool to see him in his second career. Maybe he'll even partake in a game for the Angels and broadcasting or something. Who knows? I mean, it'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it definitely would be, man.
All right, you ready to switch gears from the diamond to the hardwood?
I don't know. It looks like we've got some comments here, brother.
Logan. Logan's telling us maybe they should start throwing chairs. Baseball's not wrestling, bro. But we're going to talk about a sport that we've had a coach actually throw a chair on the court, but it was college. It was Bob Knight when he was the Indiana coach back in the day. Threw a chair out on the court. So, I mean, technically, you're not wrong in that aspect.
Yeah, you caught us on our sports talk episode.
Yes. Wrestling talk is supposed to be tomorrow, so probably not doing another live, though.
Yeah, probably not.
Because this is too much ugly for the week right now. We're at our maximum ugly capacity for the week, so. Anyway, so let's switch over to the hard court. The NBA has had a tumultuous offseason. The player drama in Brooklyn, which we've discussed, obviously. Ownership causing the same issues done by Donald Sterling down in Phoenix, and a front office scandal in Boston. It was a wild ride, to say the least, for the NBA. We'll start with Phoenix, though, as an investigation into team owner Robert Sarver was conducted after reports of racism and sexism began leaking. When it was all said and done, there was at least 5 counts of racism used by the owner, as well as several instances of inequality towards female employees. Let's see here. The NBA would suspend Sarver for a year and fine him $10 million. Not long after that, though, Sarver had decided it was best that he sell the Suns and Mercury. The league and Commissioner Adam Silver stated they could not force Sarver to sell when it came to punishment, as they did with Sterling. That was due to a lack of audio and video evidence against Sarver, which they had against Sterling.
Yeah, it seems like a sticky situation, brother. Mm-hmm. It's never good when you've got, you know, five counts of racism on you, and
right.
especially in a league where they say Black Lives Matter all the time. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you really can't have that going on. So,
no,
can't have it going on anyways, period.
Yeah, you definitely can't have it, especially in a professional setting.
Yeah.
But especially you can do it when your employment is almost 90-10 African-American to white, or any other race, honestly. Yeah. It's 90-10, basically. Almost every player on your roster is going to be black, or at least mostly black.
Yeah.
Because there are, you know, some players, you know, you got like Klay Thompson, Steph Curry's, who are mixed. But I'm just saying, they're still considered black. So a majority of your roster is black, so you can't be racist.
This whole racism thing anymore is so dumb, man. I wish people would just love each other. Just get over it, man. Who cares what color you are? Heck, I'm in a wheelchair all day. I get judged by how I look, and I just look at it and go, man, come on now.
Yeah, it's crazy that you have to go through that, and it's just dumb.
Yeah.
But it's, you know, and that's what basically got Donald Sterling in trouble, because, you know, him and his girlfriend at the time were talking about Magic Johnson, and he said on video that he doesn't want her mentioning that around him anymore.
Oh, dude.
And it's like, dude.
I mean, I don't care if you're even in your own private space, dude. You don't see.
No.
Like, it's just something that you know not to do. I mean, it is what it is, so.
Absolutely, and it's just crazy, so.
It's kind of crazy to think that, you know, I'm like, going through school right now and stuff, and we're going over the 60s and you know, and Rosa Parks, all that stuff, and it's like, oh my gosh, dude. And to think that we're still kind of in that kind of, like, that segregated, like, oh, you know, this is, you know, it's like, come on, man, it's 2022.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let's get over this shit.
Right. It's insane, but I'm glad, though, that Sarver came to the realization that it was best in everybody's
interest
that he sold the team.
Yeah.
The only thing that sucks, though, is he's going to sell the team. He's going to get richer off of it.
Unfortunately.
So, it's like, it's kind of like, what are you going to do, though? And it's going to be, in the best interest of the Suns and the Mercury organizations under the Sarver administration, is that Sarver sell the, both of the organizations and get out of there.
Definitely.
So, I'm looking forward to see what happens there. I do find it weirdly coincidental that this is the second time this has happened to a Chris Paul team, because he was on that Clippers team that was against their owner so badly, and they finally forced that sell against Donald Sterling. It's kind of weird coincidence. I'm not saying anything bad about it. I just, it's weird that it happened twice.
Conspiracy theories, much?
I mean,
maybe. Right?
Maybe it's just odd. That's all I'm saying. It's just odd that it worked out that way. It's like,
yeah.
It's like that Doofenshmirtz audio that you hear on TikTok, but it's weird that it happened twice, right? If I had a nickel for every time this happened to me, I'd have two nickels, but it's weird that it's happened twice, right? It's just weird. Now, talking about weird, this was weird. This whole situation out of Boston was weird. And I say this because it came out of nowhere, and it was poorly leaked through on about what was actually happening in the situation. So if it wasn't enough for the league reporting, reports began leaking that head coach Ime Udoka of the Boston Celtics would be facing a season-long suspension. More leaks would come out that the conduct was against team policies. Everybody's like, what does that mean? What did he do? And then not long after that, it was announced that it was infidelity that later turned out to be non-consensual. At first, it was consensual with a subordinate, or actually just a member of the front office. So everyone's like, okay, why is this such a big deal? And then it turned out it was someone who actually wasn't above him. It was someone he was above. And then it turned out it wasn't consensual. So it's like, what the hell happened? This whole thing was just a debacle. So he would be officially suspended by the organization for a year and still could eventually end up fired depending on what the organization decides moving forward. And from what has been said is that I guess because it was not just one woman, it was multiple women. One of them was actually married to somebody inside the organization as well that he was either hitting on or actually did have an affair with.
Oh, that's crazy, man. Yeah. In a business setting.
Yeah, again.
Keep it in your pants.
Uh-huh.
Come on, fellas. I mean, show some respect.
Well, what sucks is he was also engaged, or has a famous girlfriend. I can't remember what her name is.
But isn't that the thing nowadays, too? Like, just scandals all the time. Scandals.
Yeah.
Out some people about this, that, or the other. I mean,
right.
It just is what it is, and it sucks, but...
I feel odd because it's like, Wojnarowski was the one that was basically feeding everything out, but it's just like, whoa, usually you get all your facts straight before you drop a bomb like that. What happened to you, honestly? What were you being fed, honestly?
It was juicy, bro. He had to share.
I mean, yes, he had to get it out before it got out elsewhere, but I'm just saying, though, I mean, it was poorly released.
Yeah, usually
just like,
you and I, we stay away from subjects like this, but, I mean, it is what it is, and
I feel bad for Boston, honestly, because you went from the NBA Finals, losing in 6 games, thinking you might be in contention, if not the favorite going into next year, and now you're without your head coach.
Yeah, it's no good.
Yeah, it's not looking good in Boston. Yeah. And we'll switch that right over to their rivals from the West Coast.
Let's do it.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about the Lakers.
Oh Lord, here we go. You guys, this is the soapbox. This is what happens. Get ready for this.
Oh my goodness. I've been in a total irritant about the Lakers trading for Russell Westbrook. I knew it wasn't going to work. It didn't work. And yet, somehow, he is still on the team. We had trade opportunity after trade opportunity after trade opportunity to get rid of him. Yet, he's still on the team. What have we done since then? We have gotten Patrick Beverley, who him and Westbrook hate each other on the court. They're best buds right now. Yeah, that's right. Now, that won't be later when Russell Westbrook or Westbrick is freaking throwing up bricks all the time and Patrick Beverley standing there going, dude, I can at least do that. Shit, let me play. And then, who else we got? We got another guy, too. Patrick Beverley. Oh, we re-signed Dennis Schroeder. And I'm like, so we have now two capable starting point guards, and we still have Russell Westbrook, and actually Schroeder and Westbrook don't really like each other either. So I'm like, how do you get two guys that really don't care for Westbrook, but yet they're going to all manage to play together? What in the hell is happening in this freaking organization?
Well, I mean, honestly, they get paid to play too, so it is kind of their job, so, but at the same time, if you don't have that camaraderie and you're not, you know, you're not gelling, you're not clicking, and things are going to get bad in the locker room, and that's just how shit goes.
My other issue, too, is you couldn't pull the trigger on Kyrie. Granted, probably getting okay with that. Sort of. If he plays,
yeah,
he's a lot better than Westbrook. Yeah. That's if he plays. So that's why I would have been okay with that. Just whether or not he played. Then, rumor came out that we had a deal with Indiana to get Buddy Hield and Miles Turner, a center who would make sure that freaking Davis doesn't want to play center, because he doesn't, so we'd have a center, and a 3-and-D wing player. Well, shooting guard, basically. But still, at least someone who can shoot threes.
Yeah.
On a team that can't shoot threes to save their life, by the way. So I'm like, okay. They're willing to take Westbrook. Oh, because they wanted both of our first-round picks in 2027 and 2029. And I'm like, and?
Yeah, you guys give away picks all the time. Right? Like, come on, just do it.
And then when the trade comes out that we made a trade with Utah, and I'm like, oh, did we just steal Donovan Mitchell for Westbrook? Hell yeah! No, it's Patrick Beverley. And we gave up THT, Taylor Norton Tucker, which pissed me off. I'm like,
yeah.
What the hell is that?
You like Horton Tucker.
I did like Horton Tucker. I'm like, at least he gives you something off the bench. You know?
Yeah.
Freaking A! And then it came out later that Indiana still would do the trade if we give up the trade or the draft pick still. And we're not. And then also, we just recently extended Rob Pelinka to 2026. And I'm like, who's even in charge of this organization right now? Jeannie's supposed to be the owner. Rob Pelinka's supposed to be the GM. But yet, every time it seems like a decision's about to come down, no one can make up their mind on what they want to do.
Yeah.
It's like, what the hell are we doing? Who's actually in charge? Who's making the day-to-day roster decisions? And then Darvin Ham, I can't remember how to pronounce his first name. It's either Darvin. I think it's Darvin Ham. You know, he thinks he's going to turn us into a defensive team, which I don't mind. But you ain't going to tell me any of those guys with those big ol' ass egos, especially LeBron James, who is unfortunately on the very back end of his career,
yeah,
is going to suddenly want to put out that effort on defense.
He definitely won't. He'll be.
If this was LeBron James 10 years ago, I could buy that.
He'd be faking a hammy all the time.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, if this was LeBron 10 years ago, I could buy that. Because
yeah.
LeBron 10 years ago still played defense.
Oh, yeah.
At least enough where you're like, okay, that looks like a good defender player.
Mm-hmm.
But now, he ain't playing defense.
Exactly.
Anthony Davis is the only one that can really honestly play defense, and he really doesn't want to. It's like he doesn't really want to play center. So it's just irritating. It's just like, what the hell is this organization doing? We went from the class, or tied for the class, depending on how your view of the Celtics are, of the all organizations of the league, to now we might be worse than the Clippers, and the Clippers will never win a championship anyway, so... That's the way we're going. We might never win one again.
Hit the reset button.
Nuke.
It's
the
fine.
Whole roster. Trade everybody for anything and everything. Get some picks back. Get rid of Davis. Get rid of LeBronny.
Yeah.
Get rid of Westbrook. Freaking A. Just get rid of him first. I mean, if you got rid of him for Hield and Thomas, Thomas Turner, I'd be so happy. Just do that. If we do that, we might actually make the playoffs this year. If you make it into the dance, just like if you're in the lottery, you gotta be in it to win it. You know, anything can happen. So
yeah.
I mean, no one's gonna beat the Warriors out west anyway, so.
Yep, they're back and on fire.
Yeah. Of course,
the Splash Brothers.
Of course, they're so hyped up, they're also fighting themselves, too. You didn't hear about Draymond Green almost trying to knock out Jordan Poole in practice the other day. Yeah.
No competition.
Yeah. And then it got leaked out to TMZ. The punch. He cold cocked him too. Just boom.
I wonder what he said about his mama.
Should have thrown a chair there, huh, Logan?
What did he say about his mama?
I don't know. It's just like, man, can we get the audio for what happened? He gets into Poole's face, Poole pushes him, and Draymond just goes, oh, this motherfucker did not just push me. Boom!
Yeah.
I'm like, damn!
They're both going to be in trouble for a while.
Yeah, well, I mean, Draymond said he's stepping away from the team for a little bit, because he obviously doesn't feel like he exuded leadership in that aspect.
You think?
Man, just like, damn, bro. What'd he say? Can we just know what was said so we can kind of see if we kind of understand?
I don't know, man.
Can we get some understanding? I don't know. We'll just find out. But, so, needless to say, I'm already Looking forward to...
He's already done with the Lakers for the season.
I'm already done with the Lakers for this year.
Maybe next year.
Might be next year. Might have to start calling it on the Rams season here soon. If they don't fix that offensive line, because it's a sieve. You know, the Ducks have looked good. They bounced back since that blowout against Georgia, so...
There you go.
We got a week off this weekend, and then we got a real challenge in UCLA the following week, so... luckily, they come to us. We're not going down to Pasadena. They're coming to us. Oh, yeah. Chip Kelly, coming back to Eugene. Yeah, Chip! I mean, don't get me wrong. If you wanted to be the head coach of Oregon again, I would love that, but, you know. That's just
since Mario is not doing too well.
Goes to Miami, thinks he's turning around the culture, and then boom, suck Miami.
It's like a curse, dude.
No one's gonna turn Miami around, bro. Not even you, homie. Miami is better off just calling Jimmy Johnson and see if he wants to come back and coach. They haven't been that good and relevant pretty much since Jimmy. Well, they did have that late 90s, early 2000s run.
Yeah.
But other than that, they haven't done shit. Even then, they really didn't do much. I mean, they got what? I think one national championship when they beat Nebraska. And then the next year, they got hosed, honestly, on that no pass interference call in the national championship against Ohio State, which, you know, helped them. But other than that, they haven't done shit. Anyways, that's just me. So I get to see.
So now we just rambling, bro. What's up?
Well, I mean, I'm excited. You know, baseball postseason's still here. So
postseason, baby.
That's Dodgers are on tonight at 9, so I'm looking forward to that. I'll catch the tail end of the game because I think we're going to watch the pay-per-view because we haven't done that yet.
Yeah, so don't say anything, Logan.
Yeah, Logan, if you've seen the pay-per-view, don't spoil nothing.
Spoil it.
Even though I kind of already know something.
So do I.
You probably know the same thing. Just saying. Logan, don't do it.
K-Fab.
Keep that K-Fab. K-Fab. Even though that's kind of now our episode now of Wrestling Talk. It's not really K-Fab. But hey. So, and of course, tomorrow we'll be back with the Extreme Rules recap. Since we'll have watched it and give our opinions on it. And of course, we'll talk about the new United States champion and how I... still don't think he's WrestleMania main event worthy, but, you know, that's just me.
He's made to your champion now. Shut your face. Okay, anyways.
He can be a top-level champion. Don't get me wrong. It's just he's not WrestleMania main event
Tell that to his face.
I will.
You would.
I would.
You wouldn't.
I would.
You would not.
I'd tell it to him and Chance Arian's face.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, Chance. Oh, Kiko kicks your ass. My bad. I said ass. Oh, I said it again.
Oh, no,
I should ask. I'm live. you're going to report us, Logan. Thanks a lot.
Just kidding.
Oh, man. So, anyway. So, I really like to see, Yeah, hush. Don't tell me to say things. I don't want to. What was I going to say?
You'd like to see... job, Blake.
Yeah, I did. I don't know why.
Probably because it's getting late, brother.
Probably. I'd just like to see the Dodgers have a good postseason. Like, at least come close to the World Series. Don't flame out like you did last year in the NLCS to the Braves. I mean, come on. You better not lose to the Padres. For the love of God, you lose to the Padres, we're going to have problems because I'm not going to hear from Padres fans who think they're Southern California's team all of a sudden. They're not. I still can't believe they made the playoffs. Bastards. Anyways. You know, so yeah, I've given up on the Lakers already this year. Hopefully Ducks men's basketball does good. So I have some basketball to root for. Gators basketball, do something, please.
Yeah, maybe we'll get to go see another Gators basketball game. That'd be fun.
That would be fun. We did go to a Gators football game. We'll talk about that on Football Talk.
Yes, we will.
We'll also talk about the fact that I almost got us stuck in Gainesville. Spoiler alert, we're here, so we're home. Uh-huh. So I didn't get it stuck, but it's a funny situation.
It is. It was
it's only funny.
Hilarious.
Of course, it's only funny now because we're home.
Yeah, it wouldn't have been funny if we would have been stuck.
Yeah, definitely would have been giving Tay money to come get us. Tay, can you come get us? I'll give you gas money. What happened? You'll find out on Thursday.
Yeah, I probably would have heard about that one later, too.
I would have heard about it all the way home.
Yep.
All the way home. 30, 40, 50 minutes of, what the hell are you thinking? Why are you doing that? Anyways. And then I'd make her mad because I would say, well, you're still short, so, you know. Sorry, Tay. Anyway, so that'll do it for us. We'll be back again tomorrow. Not live.
Nope, we only do one live a week.
Yes, yeah, so like I said, this is too much ugly for y'all to handle more than just once a week. This is the face of radio. This is why we only do audio podcasts. But we're trying to get live so y'all will come in and see us more often. I mean, at least know we're here.
Yeah.
We're alive and well. We're kicking. Well, I am kicking.
I can kick. Damn it. Leave me alone.
Anyways. All right. So, yeah, we'll be back with Wrestling Talk tomorrow. We'll be talking again about the... Oops. Get the gun out of the camera. The camera cameras. Put this over here so we can see it some more. We'll be back tomorrow with Wrestling Talk. Thursday, we'll have Football Talk. And then we hope you all have a great weekend. Especially you, Logan, since you came in and chatted with us.
Yes, thank you so much.
If you're still... Are you still on? Logan, can you give us a thumbs up or something if you're still on? Logan? I think he left.
Where'd he go?
I think Logan left. Well, everybody, peace out. We appreciated you coming in. Y'all have a good one. And as always, keep on talking sports.
Hey everyone, this is Big Man.
This is Cooper.
We hope you enjoyed our latest episode, but be sure to check us out on our social medias.
On Facebook at Cooper Big Man.
Our Facebook page, Sports Talk with Cooper and Big Man.
On Twitter at Cooper_BigManST.
On Instagram, also at Cooper_BigManST.
At TikTok at sportstalk.cooper.bigman.
Or you can email us at sportstalkwithcooperinbigman. That's Sports Talk, WIT Cooper, the letter N, Big Man, and that's at gmail.com. Thank you for tuning in, and we love you guys for checking us out. Be sure to catch us on our next episode.